It's time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening to the ROTB audio podcast. Also, make sure I've just put a lot of time and effort into redoing the ROTB website. So go to rotb.org and check that out. All right, today I want to talk about a concept called the Peor Eternus. Peor Eternus translates as the eternal youth. It's a winged boy, the winged god boy. Cupid is kind of our nice way of looking at that. Why do I want to talk about this? Well, Peter Pan. Peter Pan's a classic example of the eternal flying boy, the boy who has no shadow. I want to talk about that because I had a consciousness realization recently, and it just is uncomfortable. Oh, it's so uncomfortable. It's that's me. I'm this idea boy. I love big, fancy ideas that keep my head in the clouds. And I don't like to land. I don't like to be on Earth. I don't like to be, you know, getting myself dirty in reality. And the big, big, major problems that can come out of this, and I'm just seeing them, and wow, my eyes are open, and there's just such an embarrassment that comes with, becoming conscious of something. I think that's what that story in Genesis is all about, when, you know, they ate of the fruit of knowing good from evil, then all of a sudden they were embarrassed, they were ashamed. That's how I feel. I feel embarrassed. I feel embarrassed that I've been, you know, with my head in the clouds, and that when I'm kind of down, what I do is I just try to think up the next great impossible idea to wrap my head around and figure out a way of doing it. And that's not really being in reality. That's keeping my head up in the clouds. So, like Peter Pan, who has to ask Wendy to sew his shadow back onto him, I'm in that process right now of giving up my wings. And boy, I tell you, like with any problem, when you first learn about it, when you first become conscious of it, you just see it everywhere. And that's where I am right now. I'm kind of seeing it everywhere, and I'm somewhat mourning, you know, just mourning that I have to give up. It's like a drug. Like, I have to give up these grandiose dreams and this vision of loftiness, of you know, just being the eternal boy. We'll see where all this turns out. I'm glad to share my heart with you. I thank you for listening. With lots of my love, I'm Rabbi Brian.